Welcome to my talk entitled Smile with Mary, as part of this Marian Summit, Hope for Families, sponsored by the Nonatus Foundation. And it's such a privilege to be here with you, and I'm really excited to be able to share what I hope may be some things that are going to help truly give you hope and being able to live it out in your life. So before I get to that, though, just a little bit about me. I'm Christina Simmons. I'm an author. I'm a speaker. I'm also a coach who works with people in order to help them be inspired, encouraged, and accompanied on the road to holiness. And I do this by working with them to really develop a plan of life, or a rule of life you might have heard of, especially within the church. But regardless, to really focus upon how can I put God first? How can I make first things first? And how is it that I also can do the work that's necessary for me to draw closer to God and to have a deep and really true abiding relationship with Jesus and become transformed in his image? And that's what holiness is transforming union with God. So I work with people to help them do that. And I have a podcast and a YouTube channel, and you can find all of that stuff, you know, at sayyestoholiness.com. But enough of the PSA here. The reason I'm here is because I was asked to speak about Mary. And this is something that is near and dear to my heart now. I'm a convert to the faith. I became Catholic in 1989 when I was at college at Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And when I became Catholic, I had no problem whatsoever with the teachings about Mary, about the fact that she was ever virgin, the fact that she was the mother of God, the Theotokos, the fact that Mary was assumed into heaven, you know, her assumption, or the fact that she's the queen of heaven, how Jesus has honored her. I had no problem with any of those theological teachings. But the relationship that I had with Mary was one that was kind of, she's there, but I liken it to she kind of was my mother-in-law. I loved her, I respected her, but wasn't really tight. Praise God, I had a beautiful relationship with my mother-in-law before she passed several years ago. But the fact was is that I didn't really engage with Mary. I didn't really bring her into my life. And that was something that back in 2008, so almost 20 years into my being Catholic, that all changed. And it changed through a number of different ways. But the primary one was the fact of I came to know of her, of Mary, through St. Louis de Montfort. And many of you might know St. Louis de Montfort and his writings. He wrote about Mary, particularly in The Secret of the Rosary. And up until that time, in my beginning to read his writings about Mary, I really struggled with this whole idea of her being my mom, you know, her mother, you know, my mother. I really struggled with that because I had a good relationship with my mom, and I'm kind of like, I don't need another mom. But what I came to in the writings of St. Louis de Montfort was a whole different language, speaking about her as Our Lady, as the Queen of Heaven. And it was something where, because I'm former military, and this language of, you know, kind of us, you know, picking up our swords to go to fight for the Queen of Heaven, and especially on behalf of her son, Jesus, that really touched my heart. Well, I began to dive into all of what St. Louis de Montfort writes about Mary, and actually is in complete alignment with what the church has always taught. And from it, I came to a realization that Mary is, if we are in the process of creating a crown here, you know, our future eternal crown through the crown of thorns that we wear, Mary is the crown jewel. And the fact is that St. Louis de Montfort led me to St. Maximilian Kolbe, who led me, of course, to John Paul II. And one of my favorite quotes, and for you to keep in mind, is the fact of never be afraid of loving the Blessed Virgin too much. You can never love her more than Jesus did. So what happened was is that as I did this, I made the decision to make a consecration, a Marian consecration. And through that consecration process, something changed, something shifted. But one of the biggest things that came apparent to me was the fact that you have to choose a day, of consecration. And as I was looking at the list of the dates, one of them jumped out at me, March 25th, the Annunciation, which for many of us is a high feast day. Well, in 1989, when I came into the church, Easter was super early that year, and Easter Vigil was on Saturday, March 25th, 1989. And I came to the realization that even though I hadn't recognized it, Mary had been a part of my journey from the very beginning. And that then helped me be able to say yes even more. And in fact, my apostolate name, Say Yes to Holiness, is in honor of Mary's yes and the fact that she calls all of us to say yes. So when you're thinking of an acrostic, which is, that each word of a, each letter of a word, my apologies, each letter of a word stand for something. So smile stands for SMILE. So the S, I'm not going to work through this, the S is saying yes. So what are we saying yes to in order to smile with Mary? What we're saying yes to is being healed, being comforted, being consoled, being encouraged, being inspired. Mary does all these things for us. Why? Because she brings us to her Son. She brings us to our Lord and Savior. She brings us to Jesus. When we say yes to Mary being a part of our life, then she leads us by the hand and she helps us be healed, comforted, consoled, encouraged, and inspired. She does all of these things. For any of you who might be a fan of the Chosen series, there's this beautiful scene in the second season of where Mary Magdalene goes and she kind of falls away. And when she comes back, who is it that helps her come and to be, reunited with Jesus? When she gets back to camp, it would be Mary. Mary goes and takes her to her Son. She does the same thing for us. And this is what is so important for us to realize, is that we have access to the Queen of Heaven. We have access to the one who knows Jesus better than any human has ever known Jesus, even all the saints. And when we say yes to her being a part of our life, then we are opening ourselves up even more to her Son. And that is how we step through that door. The M is being intentional about make Mary a part of your life. You do this in simple ways. You can do it with an image of Mary. You can see probably over my left shoulder, it looks like the right. You see the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart. And you see that image of Mary. I have another image of Mary that is above my desk, and it is of her holding Jesus as an infant. And it's Our Lady of Charity. And, so in these ways, we can have her be a part of our life. I wear a miraculous medal, and that's something that we can do. We can wear a scapular if we take the brown scapular and make a consecration. But making Mary a part of your life, and one of the ways that we can do that as well is by praying the rosary. Took me a long time before I was comfortable with the rosary, and biggest reason was is that I thought it was kind of repetitive prayers, but then Mary helped me see, no, this is about meditation. This is about spending time with her Son and with her, and as John Paul II said, in the school of Mary. So I is inviting Mary to lead you to Jesus. So you said yes so that she could lead you to Jesus, And then you make her a part of your life, and then you invite her to lead you intentionally to Him. And the easiest way to do this is through a consecration. And when we invite her to lead us to Jesus, it's so that we can be cured in whatever way we may need. And this is so important to know. Mary, like Jesus, because she is in union with Jesus, she's the spouse of the Holy Spirit, Mary knows that we need to be healed, and she will take us to Jesus. This is what a consecration is all about. It's to Jesus through Mary, which is the motto of John Paul II, Totus Tuus. So, totally yours. And it's this idea of, St. Louis de Montfort said to Jesus through Mary, we need to let her take us so that even when we're afraid, she'll lead us to Jesus so we can be healed however we need to be. And then we can be filled with that hope. The next thing we need to do is that L. And this is where we need to live the consecration. And living the consecration is very simple. First is we renounce our own will. We do this by simply accepting the things that we don't like, didn't choose, can't change, and don't understand. Next thing that we have to do is we entrust ourselves to her each day. And we can do this through a simple prayer of, Mary, please help me. You know, I offer everything to you so that you can make it better and give it to Jesus. Third is that you live it by doing everything with Mary and Jesus. You always remember them. You always bring them into whatever it is you may do. And you invite them throughout the day to be a part of your day. Fourth is you allow Mary to be able to direct any transition or sickness or anything that's going on in your life to intercede for you, especially that you may be able to have the courage to be able to be in union with God so that you can bear it. And finally, you lead others to Mary. So like me doing this talk is an opportunity for me to live out my consecration because I'm sharing with you the joy and the hope and the peace that comes from walking with Mary to Jesus. And finally, that E, evangelize with a smile. If you're smiling with Mary, then you too are able to smile for others. You're able to help them be able to be seen and to be known and to be loved. And this is the essence of who Mary is. Mary always saw each person just as her son did. She learned from her son of how it was that you could see an individual, of how you could come to know them, and how you could love them. And she loves us with a mother's love. She loves us so much because she desires for us to be in union with her son too. She desires for us to have that purpose and that peace and that abundance that he came to give us. She wants us to experience that. And that's why we should strive to smile with her. And we smile again by saying yes, by making Mary a part of our life, by inviting Mary to lead us to Jesus, by living that consecration, and then evangelizing with a smile alongside her. I hope that these things that I have shared today bring you hope, that they help you be able to see how it is that through Mary, with her, in her, we are able to be more in union with Jesus, through him, with him, in him, throughout each and every day. Know my continued prayers for each and every one of you, and I invite you to go and check out sayyestoholiness.com. Lots of free resources there, but in particular, go and check out the podcast and YouTube channel, which have more of my talks about Mary and how it is that she can help you be able to smile with her. God bless.